Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
It seems, I mean, this is probably why you address the teachability piece, because it's hard to get that through when they look at us as uninformed morons, as you were saying, Peter, that your own professor spoke to. So speak to that, even how you both approach that with 20-somethings, wanting to help them understand that everything is in the world is created by God and for God, and that includes us. Kelly, why don't you start?
Yeah, well, I think that teachability piece has to start with relationship. And I think both Peter and I have such a heart for our students and for 20-somethings in general. And so I think when we are entering into relationship, when we first sit down with them and just hear them out, listen to what they're struggling with, where they're really at, it opens the door for all sorts of opportunity to speak into their lives when they know that you care. Mm-hmm. So I think that's our starting place always.
Mm. What do you say, Peter?
Well, I also agree with that, and I think the questions we ask are very important. So there are certain foundational questions that we include in our book, ones that I developed with my students as we entered into these kind of discussions. And they're things like, well, what do you value the most? What's most important to you? And then as we press into that, it's like, okay, so where, if I had a look at your checkbook, you know, where does your money go to? Where is your time spent? Because, you know, for example, you say that you're interested in God and church and stuff, but you're never there. So how does that match up? You know, you say that you want to help orphans and that you're all about that. What's your plan? Where does that go? So things about values, things about where do you get your information from? If you're just going through and you're checking your Twitter feed all the time, if you're just going through and you're checking what's being posted on Facebook all the time, is that an accurate representation of what's going on in the world? And you say that the Bible is the ultimate authority behind everything. How does that inform what you're doing? Does that actually touch down? Because you may know that Christian Smith and others have talked about post-Christian moralistic therapeutic deism. And he says that many Christians who go through into their 20s don't have a Christian worldview in practice. They actually have something that's post-Christian. It's got echoes of Christianity. It's moralistic because you still have things that you can't be stupid about things. You've got to be nice about things. But the biggest one to me is that last word, the deism word, that God exists, but he never really quite touches down into life. And he's a therapeutic God who I just go to him when I feel bad about the decisions I've already made, and then he kind of puts the salve on it. He takes care of me, patches me up. That's the function of God, really. So we need to press into these foundational questions, which are part of what we would call a worldview.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.